What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com and the promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks, props and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. And finally, are you the best bettor in the US? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free fantasy betting contest. Each week, there is a $350 NFL contest and a $250 contest. Just go to oddscrowd.com to sign up. That's oddscrowd.com to sign up now. You are listening to an international special here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, primarily focusing on the Nations League semi-finals here. You can follow me on the Soccer Gambling Podcast Twitter account. That's at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also check out my website for additional content. That's lockbetting.com. Lockbetting.com, where I've just guided my clients to a history-making 100 months of transparent track profit. Now, this was causing me a lot of stress and anxiety for a long, long time, as this was a big goal for me. This was a massive accolade that I wanted. 70 to 80 months in, I started to think about it. And for the last 2 years, this has been my sole primary focus, making profits for my clients every single month and making sure we were able to say that we got to the 100 months. Well, the month itself wasn't a stress at all. After hammering out 12 units on the US Open tennis, we ended up cashing 41 units overall. That's £4,148. That's good for over $5,500 in dollars for profit for the month. So it wasn't a sweat at all. When I saw September coming on the horizon, I looked at the start of the NFL season, notoriously tough, the start of the soccer season where teams have different fitness levels. Some of the bigger teams are playing a lot more games as well. You're adjusting to new players, new signings. It can be a difficult time. It always is a difficult period. September is notoriously the most difficult month in sports gambling. But not only did we get the 100th month, we absolutely blitzed the month. It was a record breaker, as I said, with 41 units, £4,148. That's good for over $5,500 for the month of September. That's just 1 month of profit, $5,500. And it's all tracked. It's all tracked, transparent profit. You can look at the pinned tweet at SGP Soccer Now, the Twitter account, and you will see the pinned tweet at the top. Is that month of September, that 100th month where we delivered this monstrous profit, and we are ready to do it all over again here in the month of October. So head over to lockbetting.com and sign up now. If you don't want to go straight in for the top package for all of the track plays, you can just get yourself a soccer package. You can get yourself a podcast package. That's where we've just had a run of 15 locks in a row with 11 of them given out across the Sports Gambling Podcast platforms, with 9 straight soccer locks here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast and 2 locks over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well. 4 of them were exclusive to lockbetting.com clients, but we ended up hitting a 15 hit lock streak. So we look to continue that here with the free plays, as we have a free play run here on the Sports Gambling Podcast platforms of 11 in a row, looking for number 12 here on this show. So we are red hot, and to get all of the plays, it's all over at lockbetting.com. And make sure you are subscribed to all of my shows here. So subscribe to the Soccer Gambling Podcast and subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well, because I'll be on there this weekend breaking down the Fury Wilder fight. That's off the back of absolutely destroying the books with the Joshua Usyk fight. Me and my colleague Jeff Goin, a boxing expert, former boxer, we absolutely nailed the entire pattern of that fight. It was almost like we'd watched the fight the night before, or we'd got into Doc Brown's DeLorean and gone back into the future and then come back and then did a podcast about the fight. That's how precise it was, from landing the plays on how the fight would play out, what tactics they would approach the fight with, going over the 9.5 rounds, going the distance, and of course Alexander Usyk getting his hand raised against the very overrated Anthony Joshua. And we are ready to go again this weekend as we break down Fury versus Wilder on the fight show. So make sure you check that out over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. That's enough for the touts. Let's move on with the show. We have 2 UEFA Nations League semi-finals to cover. This whole tournament will be finishing in Italy, and it will begin tonight with Italy hosting Spain, a repeat of one of the Euro 2020 semi-finals. Italy are the favourites here to win this game. They are available here at 13-10. It's 19-10 on the draw, and it's 11-4 here on Spain. Looking at the qualification odds here, that's basically which team will reach the final of this tournament. Italy are available here at 4-6, with Spain available here at 6-5. Best price of 5-4 is available. I cannot see past Italy getting through here, and I understand they had a couple of draws in their recent qualifiers, are going through a little bit of a hangover from the Euros, but they are still riding a record-breaking undefeated streak into this game. And if Spain are going to win it, I think their best route would be a repeat of the penalty shootout from the Euros, but even then, Italy won that. So whatever way you look at this game, I don't see Spain beating Italy in Italy as well in the 90-minute period. I don't see Spain nicking it in extra time, and I don't see them winning a penalty shootout. So the automatic play here would be for Italy to qualify, a pretty decent price here of 4-6 minus 150 here for this game. It could actually go all the way, given that Italy have drawn 5 of their last 7 games after 90 minutes. Italy's defence also isn't quite as tight, or it wasn't as tight towards the end of the tournament, where they conceded in their final 4 games at the tournament. And Spain coming to this having scored 19 goals across their last 7 matches. And you remember at the start of that tournament, they were struggling to score, or they have been free scoring as of late. But I kind of disregard that data here for the situation. And the situation is, this is a semi-final game that for me is likely to see under 3 goals. I picked this correctly the last time these two played in the Euro semi-finals, and I see no reason not to go with the under here. And I understand Italy have been conceding goals, and I understand that Spain have been scoring goals. But the fact is that I see Italy going through, and Italy have got a record of draws as of late. It doesn't mean that that's going to be a 2-2 draw, though, as a 1-1 draw gets it done for you. Not only does that continue at both teams to score trends, but it also cashes the under here. And I think if there are going to be goals in this game, it's going to be later on in the game where somebody eventually gets the breakthrough, and then the opposing team will have to chase the game for an equaliser. Obviously, that could leave them susceptible to conceding a goal at the other end. But for me, I think this game has a draw written all over it. And I think eventually Italy will be the team that goes through, be it via an extra time goal or be it via a penalty shootout once again. It's also worth noting that Spain coming to this with somewhat of a depleted squad. Spain are missing a number of players that would have played in the Euros. We're looking at a list here of Gerard Moreno, Alvaro Morata, Pedri, Dani Olmo and Jordi Alba all out. And we could see a team here where West Ham's Pablo Fornals plays, Fernan Torres and 17-year-old midfielder for Barcelona, Gavi, could even come in and play in this game. As for Italy, they are missing Immobile here and Belotti. They are two of their key strikers, but Moise Kean could come in here and fill in. And I think that's a pretty decent fill-in if Moise Kean is playing at his best. So there's a lot of reasons here to take Italy and a lot of reasons to take the under. With teams missing key players, they're going to be a little bit disjointed. And I feel there'll be a mentality here not to get beat, as there is with most finals and semi-finals as well. So I like the under here. I like the possibility of this game reaching extra time, but not so much as I would have done had Spain had a full team. I'm a little bit wary of the injuries, but those injuries make me lean strongly towards Italy. My strongest bet for this game will be the 4-6 minus 150 play here on Italy to qualify for the final here in the Nations League. Up next, we move on to the other semi-final here, which is going to be a very entertaining game, I have no doubt in my mind here, between Belgium and France. This is a rematch of the World Cup semi-final from 2018. So we are getting two really decent Nations League semi-finals here. I would argue that these are the four best teams in Europe. I understand that England and Denmark got through to the Euro 20 semi-final, but obviously England had the advantage of playing a lot of the games at Wembley, and I do rank England just outside of these four teams. At the same time, we have Germany as well. Germany are definitely going to be up and coming. They are going to improve massively under Hansi Flick. And I think you're going to be seeing Germany re-emerging as a force by the time the next World Cup comes around. But for me at the moment, these are the top four sides. A lot of people here in England would argue about that. They'll point to the English players and the quality of the players that England have. But under that current manager, under Gareth Southgate, who's more interested in being a social justice warrior and fighting political campaigns, I don't think that England are going to advance too much here. I don't see England challenging for the next World Cup under this manager. And I think these other teams, when you're looking at the likes of a Mancini managing in Italy, for example, I think they are much, much more strongly managed sides and are more likely to go ahead and do things at other tournaments here. I guess that argument isn't really valid for Belgium's Roberto Martinez, who I certainly don't rate as a manager. And it's very surprising for me to see him here. And it's always very surprising for me to see Martinez linked to big clubs all of the time. But he's here. He's here in the Nations League semi-final here as the Belgian manager, and Belgium go in as the 2-1 moneyline underdogs to win this game. Sorry, it's 11-5 here on the draw, and it's 6-4 here on France. I think one thing that could be guaranteed in this game is goals at both ends. Now, semi-finals are notoriously cagey, and I think the other semi-final, today's semi-final, will be a cagey one. But I think for this one, even if these two teams try to be cagey against the attacking opposition that they're facing, I still think that we'll end up seeing goals. I can see Belgium avoiding a defeat here as well. That's another play that I'm on, Belgium on the double chance market, because France coming to this game in horrible form. They massively underperformed at the Euros, and there can be question marks about Deschamps, but at the end of the day, I can't not rate this guy as a manager, given that he is a World Cup winner. Martinez isn't. Deschamps won the head-to-head between these two managers in that World Cup semi-final, and he's gone on to actually win the World Cup. So you have to let that underachievement at the Euros slide and see what France do in the next World Cup. But at the moment, they come into this as a massively underperforming team. Five of France's last six games have ended in draws, including 3-1-all stalemates. But France have seen both teams score in five of their last six games. And this Belgian team come into this having scored in 38 consecutive matches, while France have netted in each of their last 14. So France are riding a 14-game scoring streak here, and Belgium are riding a ridiculous 38-game scoring streak here. So it's very, very difficult for me to see both teams not scoring. That, for me, is the standout bet here. It's available at 10 to 11 for yes and 10 to 11 for no. I'm very much on the side of yes, and I'm very much leaning towards Belgium, at the very least, avoiding a defeat here. Belgium have lost only once in the last 17 matches. That, of course, came to Italy, who ended up winning Euro 2020, and France have failed to win five of the last six games within the 90-minute period, as I just mentioned. So my strongest play here would be for both teams to score, but I do have a small lean here on Belgium being able to avoid the defeat in the 90-minute period. And this is another game that could go to extra time. I think you probably won't lose money if you do take draws in both of these semi-finals, because I feel certain that one of them is going to go the distance. I feel that you will be watching an extra 30 minutes of extra time in at least one of these games. So I think you could do far worse than having a little sprinkle on both of the draws here for these two semi-finals this week. The last game I'm going to look at here on this show, just added on as a little bit of a bonus, is a World Cup qualifying game here between Paraguay and Argentina. So we're going to cover this South American qualifying game. It happens on Thursday night, or Friday morning for me, but Thursday night for you guys. And Paraguay are the 5-1 underdogs to win it. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 4-6 on the Argentinians. I think this is bound to be a low-scoring game. And I think at this point, getting a point away to Paraguay should be enough for Argentina to maintain a pretty decent qualifying campaign. The last five encounters between these two nations have actually produced under 2.5 goals, and just six goals have been scored across those meetings, with three of them ending in draws. Paraguay are a very underrated team. They've only lost to Brazil in their five home qualifiers so far. So this is going to be a tough ask for Argentina. I have no doubt with the quality that they have in their team, they'll be able to nick this. They do come into this with a run of six straight wins, and suddenly they have managed to find a balance here. They are not solely relying on Lionel Messi. Other players are making contributions, and those contributions are the reason why Argentina finally got that monkey off their back, won a trophy with Messi, and ended up winning the Copa America. And despite the fact there were no fans here, and despite the fact this tournament somewhat slipped under the radar, that was considered a massive achievement. Messi's talked about it widely, how much it meant to him, how much it meant to his kids. And Argentina are riding a crest of a wave here. And suddenly, despite the fact that they have a limited number of world-class players, they are emerging as a force to actually challenge for the World Cup in Qatar. I think we automatically thought Brazil would be in and amongst the European giants because of the quality that they have. But suddenly, Argentina, with their team play, with their belief in a manager, with their belief in themselves, with Lionel Messi finally having the support of the country. Believe it or not, he didn't have the support of his country prior to this Copa America success, where people threw the accusation at him that he overperformed for Barcelona and would underperform for Argentina, where they would accuse him of making less effort. It was a ridiculous accusation to make. I think Lionel Messi puts it in wherever he plays. Whenever you put a ball in front of him, even if it's in a park, Lionel Messi will try and play his absolute best. But that's what he's had to deal with. And now the weight is off his shoulders somewhat. I think Argentina are going to be a much better side. And as I said, they could nick this game, but I think 4-6 here is far too short against the Paraguay team that managed to play Argentina hard every time. And they always play out draws and low scoring games. So I think the under here would be the best way to go. And that one is available here at 3-4. For this game, under 2.5 goals between Paraguay and Argentina. Closing out with your lock here on the show, I actually like everything we've talked about here, like the under in the last game, both teams are scoring in the France game, but my strongest lean has to be on Italy to go through. I think no matter what that, however that game plays out, whether it's low scoring, whether it's attacking, whatever players take to the pitch, I think in the end, Italy win the game. I think they maintain their undefeated record. It doesn't matter if they do it in 90 minutes, extra time or penalty shootout. I think Italy at home has to be the bet that you take. I'm going to ride this undefeated streak, and I'm going to look for Italy to be playing in the Nations League final at the weekend. So your lock here for this show is going to be for Italy to qualify. That's available at 4-6 minus 150 for Italy simply to be in the final. This is not a money line play. Money line is at plus money. This is a 4-6 minus 150 on Italy to be in that final, be it in normal time, be it via extra time, or be it via penalty. Sorry to be so clear and almost insulting and patronizing with it, but some people just don't know, and I do get very, very odd questions and very, very odd responses to things, despite the fact that I have absolutely decisively smashed my locks here as of late. So we look to continue that run with Italy to qualify here from this show. That's it for me and your Nations League semi-finals previews with the South American World Cup qualifying pick thrown in. If you're looking for European World Cup qualifiers, that will be released via a separate show. So look out for that. That will be released in the next 2 or 3 days right here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. The best way to get all of my content is to subscribe to the Soccer Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well. That's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.